Let's look to the Bible verses for today. That is written in Isaiah chapter 9 and 6 and 7. For to us a child is born, the prophet says. To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Dear brothers and sisters, in Germany we are on the way always to say sisters and brothers. It's a development. Dear sisters and brothers, we have heard a very old story there. More than 2,700 years ago, a prophet made an announcement in a situation of war. There stood a great army at the door of Israel, maybe 100 soldiers times their own soldiers. And there was no hope of salvation. And there a prophet comes and says, in this hopeless situation, there will be born a child for us. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. Dear sisters and brothers, today we know that the so-called northern kingdom of Israel, where the army of the Assyrians were, very soon was overrun and defeated. Now we know. And the other part of Israel, the kingdom of Judah, the south part, 140 years later, was overrun and defeated too. What does it mean, this prophecy? But anyhow, although in the years that followed this prophecy, no more a powerful ruler was born in Israel to win the wars against the enemies. But the youth held on to their prophecy. Like about four centuries later, the prophet Malachi, in the last verses of the Old Testament, chapter 3, but you can see the last verses of the Old Testament, he said, I will send a prophet to you, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. We would say the heart of the parents to the children, the heart of the children to the parents. 400 years later, then the last kingdom of the Judah kingdom was destroyed. 400 years of prophecy, and there had still not come a mighty ruler. What has the century-old prophecy done? Over and over again, a ruler had been prophesied who would change everything. And what was done with the prophecy? But let us look again to these last verses in the Old Testament, Malachi. This prophecy does not announce a warlord, a lot of war, a lot of victory. This prophecy announced that this man or this child shall turn the heart of the parents to the children and the heart of the children to the parents. With this prophecy, we hear no cry of war from victory and defeat. The message of this prophecy is reconciliation. not victory, reconciliation. 6 weeks ago, we celebrated in Germany the anniversary of Reformation. You know Martin Luther, this Reformation. On October 31, 1517, Martin Luther is said, we don't know whether it's right, but is said to have posted his 95 theses on the gate of the so-called Castle Church in Wittenberg in Germany. What were the 95 theses about? They were, first of all, about how people can stand before God with guilt that they have heaped upon themselves. How I can stay with my guilt before God. In the time in question, the so-called indulgence preachers were traveling through Europe, selling people for forgiveness of their sins in exchange of money. Specifically, this meant the absolution from years in the purgatory, which was preached to be a primary stage of their eternity, according to a widespread doctrine of the time. Some sins of people could be paid before God, before God's final judgment concerning eternity. This purgatory we don't believe, of course. This was just in the time before that the people thought it could not be that I can stand before God without there is any punishment or something else. And therefore I have to go before in a fire, a pre-hell, we may call it, that I can stay before God after this fire. We know that doesn't happen. But in that time, the people believed. And Johann Tetzel, he was the main preacher of this message. He said, as soon as a coin in the cash box rings, the soul from the purgatory, from the hell, in the heaven springs. Luther says in his seasons, and that was the first part that he came to be in publication, any truly repentant Christian has a right to full remission of penalty and guilt even without indulgence letters, even without paying money or doing something. Is a grace. This is the main thesis of Martin Luther, that the primary reason why no man is able, even no priest, even no bishop, no one else, his guilt towards God on his own. Only God by self is able to donate grace and forgiveness. And among others, Martin Luther refers to Bible passages according to which the doer is not man himself by God as merciful God, according to Luke 18. The tollkeeper, you know this story, is asking God, God, be thou merciful to me as a sinner, not because I have done this and that, but as a sinner. And for me, the main thesis and the main verses were said from Paul, the Apostle Paul. Paul says in the 2 Corinthians 5, but all things are of God who reconciled us to himself. Not I go to him and say, sorry, forgive me, and he will do. No. He will come to me and forgive me and will reconcile me to him. And Paul writes to the Corinthians congregation, he said, so is if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. But all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us, and that's very important, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation for the world. What powerful announcement. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation for the world. And that is, Paul says, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespassing against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. Therefore, and now that's the same, therefore we are ambassadors on behalf of Christ. That is a powerful message. We are ambassadors on behalf of Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we realize the topic of this Bible passage is reconciliation. Not just fighting for the victory and became the winner. No, reconciliation. God reconciled us, you and me, to himself through Jesus Christ. And let us investigate, I would call, Christian concept of reconciliation. Let us go back to our message 2,700 years ago. The prophet announced a kingdom, a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace. How we could call a Prince of Peace when shortly afterwards the first part of Israel was destroyed and 2 centuries later the other part? Let us read the verse before, the verse number 5. Jesus said, every warrior's boot, and used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be full to the fire. Every warrior's boot in battle and every coat in blood will be destroyed in fire. This prophecy does not sound like a cry of victory, because not only the boots and the coats of the enemies will be destroyed in fire. No, all will be destroyed in fire. Now we may understand why this message and of peace and end of all violence was transferred to another birth 2,000 years ago, to the birth of Jesus Christ. In an equally situation, I would say, political hopeless situation in Israel. Israel was occupied from the Roman Empire, no hope of independence, no hope of a real new kingdom of David, like our prophecy says. But this kingdom, called Kingdom of Justice and Righteousness. Dear sisters and brothers, our world also in several parts are very similar to the world 2,000 years ago and are very similar to the situation 2,700 years ago too. Jesus Christ also was not a king of army power, not of political power, of main power in that time. He could not be in a hopeless situation, in a hopeless political situation. And our Lord Jesus Christ, and now our Lord Jesus Christ was a Lord of, but our Lord Jesus Christ was a Lord of peace, forgiveness, reconciliation, and hope. Even he was a wonderful counselor and everything and everlasting father, a prince of peace. The concept of our Salvator is not to fight with an army. The concept of our Salvator is to preach reconciliation and to enable us to become a minister of reconciliation, an ambassador on behalf of Christ. This includes all our hope in Advent, our hope in Christ. And this gives us the power, even in situations that looks hopeless. And I think you all know these situations of hopeless. This gives us the power to receive the blessing of God, to become power in hopeless situation, to feel accompanied in painful grief, to console and to be comforted. For this, let us become the grace of God, the Father, the Creator, the Son, the Salvator, and the Holy Spirit. In this time of Advent, and let us look to the Christmas time when we will celebrate every year that this Son of grace and this Son of power just in reconciliation was coming to us in our world and give us the power to live and to stay in our situation.